You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, I got to ask you about something. You were talking to me off the air about places that close down, and it just ruins people. It wrecks people when something closes.
Yeah. We might, you know, shift into that whole segment here. I mean, if you could text us that, a place that closed down that actually broke your heart. And this kind of piqued my interest this morning because I am just zipping through all my Facebook followers, and the amount of pictures I'm seeing coming from people who made the pilgrimage out to Florida. This past weekend to take one final ride on Splash Mountain is just insane. I've got a lot of Disney nerds, I guess, that follow me. But yeah, they're shutting down Splash Mountain. The story here says they opened it in Disneyland in 1989 and Disney World in 1992. One of Disney's most popular rides, and I will fully agree with that. We were out in California this past summer at Disneyland, and we rode Splash Mountain easily 10 times. We loved that ride.
Two questions.
The kids loved it.
Yeah, okay. It's an iconic ride.
It's so fun.
Two questions. Are they only closing the one in Florida? Are they closing all of them?
I believe they're closing them both.
Okay.
Disneyland one might be closed already. Sunday was the last day for the one in Disney World.
Why did they close them?
There was this big change.org petition. 21,000 signatures in an effort to push Disney to close the rides. After growing complaints because the ride has multiple associations with the 1946 film Song of the South.
Oh,
and that is steeped in, you know, stereotypical racist tropes and problematic themes. And
it is.
And it is, absolutely.
I haven't been on Splash Mountain in over 30 years, so I have no memory of characters. All my only memory is coming down the final thing and you splash in the log. That's all I remember.
And I mean, I didn't really know any of this either. I just, this last summer, I enjoyed all the, there's a big bear in there and a rabbit, and there's vultures that are warning you before you go down the big slide. It's just fun. It seems extremely
whimsical.
So all
you have to do is fix the characters.
So they're completely redesigning it. They're shutting them down and they're completely revamping them into Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And it says it'll open in 2024, possibly.
Who is this Tiana person?
I'm not sure. It's another Disney spinoff movie. I don't know much about that.
Okay.
I'll have to look that up. But I'm sure it's going to be a lot more, you know, inclusive to everybody. So,
okay, good.
So anyway, that just led to us talking about, you know, things getting shut down, places getting shut down that kind of break your heart a little bit. And, you know, despite all the negativity behind Splash Mountain, yes, it's there. It was a fun ride.
Okay.
Which is bottom line, it's a fun ride.
Well, let's move on from Splash Mountain, and we'll go to other things that have closed and it broke your heart.
I
will say that I find it interesting, as the Italian boy on the show, that once I moved out of town, several of my favorite Italian restaurants closed down. I know Bent Noodle closed.
Oh, no.
The Saucy Noodle closed.
Saucy Noodle.
Saucy Noodle closed. And I'm like, why?
Oh. Were you supporting them and that's why they had to close down? Or
I mean, I would frequent both places. My favorite Italian joints are still open.
Oh, that's good.
Some of these other ones, I mean, like, oh, the Saucy Noodle closed. Oh, the Bent Noodle closed. I guess if noodle is in your name, you're not long for this world. So
shut it down.
So what else has closed? I mean, you can go back a long way.
I could go back to Funplex.
Funplex.
When Funplex shut down and rebranded and everything, it was never the same. I mean, Blockbuster's an iconic one. I do want to make the pilgrimage to Bend, Oregon to go to the final Blockbuster, the one that's still open. I would love to go do that.
Go do it.
It sounds ridiculous and so
just
much
take a road
fun.
Trip. By the way, Tiana is the frog princess.
Princess
and the Frog.
Princess and the Frog. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, there's 700 texts on that.
A lot of messages coming in from that, so thank you for clarifying that.
Oh my God, we have over 100 messages,
you, man. Disney,
just telling us who Tiana
Disney
is.
People, man.
Okay.
Disney people.
We did get a photo from Emma. Last photo she took is this hideous photo of her oven. She goes, I cleaned the oven door last weekend. This is partway through. Eh.
Ew, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right. Bad.
Rebecca, you know you're from Denver when you miss Celebrity Sports Center.
Oh,
yes. That was huge for many years.
Had the iconic sign out front.
That's everything. Right. That's a good one. What else is coming in? I'm trying to think if there's any. Oh, remember when Toys R Us closed down, for God's sakes? For the
how many times?
For the third time. There was one by my house, and I went in, and I walked the aisles, and I took video and pictures.
Well, you're big into...
it broke my heart.
You're very much into sentimental memories and stuff like that.
Yep.
So were you also... Did you bawl your little eyes out when White Fence Farm closed?
Oh, don't even get me started, buddy.
You
we
did,
would go there
you?
For every Easter. Every Easter, we'd go right from church to White Fence Farm and wait for 4 hours to sit down and eat our hush puppy.
Let's just talk about this for just a second. And I'm not ripping on you. I'm not. We're just talking about it. But Jeremy and his family, they're very much into traditions for certain dates.
Yeah.
Like Halloween without Sloppy Joe's.
And Tater Tots.
Right. You know, his dad's birthday, that's the only day of the year that they have banana pudding, is that. Easter had to go to White Fence Farm.
We did, yeah.
So to have one of your family traditions completely upended.
It was life-changing. We just all sat around after church on Easter and just stared at each other. We're like, now what?
So you don't have a new place to go to?
No, we don't. We usually just go back to somebody's house now.
I can't.
They had an auction there at White Fence Farm, and a couple of my family members went to the auction and purchased things. From the restaurant.
Like what?
I don't remember. It was like a chicken or something. Stuffed chicken or I don't know. Some silverware.
I've got a family that I'm very close to. They're almost like another family for me. And their tradition after every Easter is to go to Old Chicago. So
that's not bad.
That's
either.
Still open. You guys can go there.
Calzone. Todd wrote in and said Showbiz Pizza. Yes.
Oh, remember
Showbiz Pizza? With the Rock of Fire Explosion Band with the big monkey playing the keyboard? If you go online and look at some YouTube videos, there were people that actually went and purchased all those robots from Showbiz Pizza and they set them up like in their garage and
creepy.
Stuff.
Creepy.
Super creepy.
Really
right?
Creepy.
Really creepy.
So some people have mentioned some stuff down off of like I-25 and Mineral area, like Trail Dust Steakhouse. Some people mentioned that. That's the one where they would cut your tie off if you wore a tie.
That's right.
Country Dinner Playhouse was over there. It shut down.
Fuddruckers. My wife just texted in. Fuddruckers! Remember those giant vats of cheese that they'd have?
And how could I forget? I used to dip my face in it.
I was going to say, just held my hand underneath it and filled it with cheese. Fuddruckers was the best, man.
Are there no Fuddruckers open anymore?
I think there's a couple, not in Colorado, but it's different than how it used to be.
Phones. Let's talk to Darcy. Darcy, good morning. Thanks for calling your boys in the morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
So what closed and broke your heart?
Well, there's actually three restaurants, but my favorite was the old Heidelberg Inn up in Morrison above the Mother Cabrini Shrine.
Okay.
The what the huh?
Sorry, keep going. What else?
It was the old Heidelberg Inn. They specialized in German food.
Oh.
They had the best stuffed pork chops and spiced apples.
So where do you go now? Where do you go now for a Wiener Schnitzel? I mean, what do you do now?
Well, if they're open, they may have closed because of COVID, was the Red Lion Inn at Boulder Canyon.
Okay.
Yeah. What were the other two restaurants, Darcy?
Yeah.
The 64th Aero Squadron, which used to be out along Montview.
What was the other one?
What was the third one?
The Apple Tree Shanty.
Well, Darcy, we got to let you go. The what?
Darcy, you're a good sport. Thanks for putting
that up. Darcy. We
Thank
have
you. We
no
love
idea what you're talking about.
I never
about
heard
that.
Any of those.
We'll get 100 text messages, though. I love the apple tree, whatever it was. Around the corner. Somebody texted in around the corner. That's when you sat at the table and you picked up the phone and called in your order to the back.
Oh, that's right.
You know?
I noticed nobody is. Here's Paul on the phone. Paul, nobody has written in and said Circuit City. But, you know.
Oh, yes.
Maybe a Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. May it rest.
Yes,
may it rest. What about you, Paulie?
I really miss a little sandwich shop over in Golden called Duff Meyer. Or Meyer's Bakery.
All right.
They made some amazing little sandwiches.
What made them so great? I mean, you got meat and two slices of bread.
They were made with love. Yeah. They were made with love.
It's just a sandwich, Paul.
You just had to beat all the high school kids or you'd never get a sandwich. You'd be lying out the door.
All right, I'll take your word for it, buddy.
You're a good man, buddy. Thank you for calling. So, there's, you know, what can you do?
What can you do?
You know, your favorite places are going to close. Let's go back to some text messages. Let's see if there's...
Hops from Cherry. Yeah, Hops isn't around anymore, is it?
I don't know.
Casa Bonita. Casa Bonita's reopening.
It's coming back.
It's coming back in a big way. Mm-hmm. Big time.
The cereal box in Arvada. Do you know that one?
Is that the one where you could go in and you could get cereal, believe it or not, and then like doctor it up? I can't believe that place closed.
Like with what?
You could put like gummy bears in it.
Mustard
or something. Tabasco sauce or something.
Big Boy. I remember
Big Boys. Yeah.
Christine says they do have Fuddruckers, but you got to go to Phoenix.
Okay.
I don't want to do that.
Bennigan's. Yes. That was my first date with my wife was at a Bennigan's.
Oh, that's right.
Used a coupon.
What's in that building now? Do you know?
It's a Mexican food place.
Okay. Do you guys ever stop in just for grins?
No.
Okay.
Lionel Play. Yes. Got all the toy stores. There was the Lionel, there was Toys R Us, and then down by me in Littleton was a place called Children's Palace. And it was the biggest toy store, and it looked like a castle. It had like turrets on it and everything, and that was the coolest toy store in Littleton back in the day.
Brittany says the Furs cafeteria. I didn't know those had closed either.
God, so. I love Furs. Oh, man, you guys are giving, you're going to make me well up today.
Okay, now listen, I see Josh says we have a call about White Fence Farm, but we covered White Fence Farm.
We did cover White Fence
Farm. We talked about it
a
couple times, actually. So, Laura, thank you for that. We got White Fence Farm covered. You know, the funny thing, going back to Furs Cafeteria, do you sometimes feel like a dork that you kind of like those cafeteria restaurants?
No, I say it loud and proud. Furs was incredible.
Yeah.
You get the little square of the Jell-O there and you're walking
back. Mac and cheese, dude.
And the mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
And the Salisbury steak. And
yeah.
God, that was living.
So I know we sound like total trashy dudes and you know how I like my upper crust stuff quite a bit.
There was nothing like Furs, man.
But I think it's because my mom was from Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
And in Lubbock, Texas, you had had your cafeterias, whether it was a Furs or a Luby's cafeteria. You push your little tray along.
Yep. You get whatever you want. And thank you to everybody texting in with Mervyn's. But that's just Kohl's now. Mervyn's is still around. They just renamed it Kohl's. It's the same thing.
Is it?
I think it's the same thing.
Oh, they were side by side. Thing. You mean it's the same kind of store?
No, they changed the name to from Mervyn's to Kohl's.
No.
Kohl's bought them out.
No.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm looking that up.
Kohl's was Mervyn's. And I think before that, was it LaBelle's?
I don't know. But there were two different stores. It's just that it says here that Kohl's took over the leases of Mervyn's stores.
Right. And they just put a Kohl's sign up, but it's all the same. High quality clothing.